Penguin Random House Audio presents Ritz and Escoffier, The Hotelier, The Chef, and The Rise of the Leisure Class by Luke Barr. Read for you by Stefan Rudnicki. Part 1. The Grand Opening, 1889. 1. The Hotelier and the Impresario. In early August 1889, César Ritz left Cannes on an overnight train, the 8:43 p.m., bound for Calais. He was en route to London, ensconced in a private cabin, traveling alone. He wore a suit with a high-collared shirt, a tie and waistcoat, and a bowler hat. As usual, he was dressed impeccably, a white carnation in his lapel, his mustache carefully waxed. Ritz was a young man, but his hairline had begun to recede above his high brow and intelligent, watchful eyes. He looked around the compact cabin. It was wood-paneled, with brass coat hooks, a mirror, and a number of storage compartments for his personal items. His trunk had been taken by a porter when he boarded the train. Now Ritz hung his jacket in a small closet and placed his hat on the rack. The weather was hot, and he was glad to be traveling at night. Ritz loved to travel, the thrill and speed of it, the trains rushing toward the future. The Calais Mediterranean Express train he was on now, for example, had launched a few years earlier, in 1886, and was state-of-the-art, with a restaurant car and onboard lavatories, precluding the need for rest stops at stations along the way.